Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, folks. Happy November, the month of gratitude. So much to be thankful for. So many epic events in our very near future. And I happen to be surrounded by gorgeous ladies that are going to tell us all sorts of things that are literally as close as tomorrow that will be transpiring. Before we do, I'd like to give a couple quick shout outs as we plan for our holidays and all these big upcoming events, which you will learn more about each week with my amazing guests as we delve into the details, the behind the scenes, the who, what, when, where. You're going to want to make sure that your hair and your nails look their best, which means you're probably going to need to schedule those appointments ahead of time to coincide with your big dates, right? So, Hair Studio Vero, 12th Street in Old Dixie, in that plaza, Melissa and her team are just amazing. You're going to love feeling pampered. She can do a quick blowout, fresh cut, color, style, whatever you need for one of your big upcoming soirees. And, of course, Foxy Nails is open 7 days a week. Guys, girls, kids, too. You're going to love your experience. They also provide gift cards. So if you're looking to get something special for someone, I know that my girlfriend, this past weekend, we had the Centennial Bonfires, and she celebrated a historic birthday herself, and all of the ladies got her Foxy Nails gift cards. And she's like, it's like, how did you know? It's a present that's never going to expire, and she's totally going to use it and love it and think about them while she's there getting pampered. So shout out to those great sponsors, Hair Studio Aviro and Foxy Nails. I know I want my nails to look their foxiest when I'm enjoying delicious soup. What?
Absolutely.
Soup Bowl is tomorrow. Kitty Wagner is in the studio of the Blue Star, who is not only a fan of the event and donates soup annually.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's so much fun to make the soup for this event. And then it's so cool to go out and just go to, I try to go to at least three different locations and try soup because it's just so great.
Well, and the people are all in such good spirits about it. So it really is a fun and unique opportunity that comes around but once a year. So we're in our 27th annual. Renee Byerly, she's the program administrator. She is the lady that puts all the hustle together. 44 locations?
Yes, 44, the most that we've ever had.
Yay!
That's
we're
crazy.
Super excited. Yeah, it is crazy.
It's but awesome.
It's a community-wide event.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an event that everyone in the community can be involved in some shape, form, or fashion. We estimate that probably over 6,000 individuals in Indian River County participate in this event, from maybe even the chefs
in the
kitchen, like Kitty herself.
Trust me, us chefs, we go out because we want to try other soups.
Right?
Yeah.
We have like 70 restaurants that donate soup for this
event.
What
kind are you donating, Kitty?
I have two soups. I'm donating 5 gallons of a curried butternut squash soup, which I know you love, coconut curried butternut squash.
It's like my favorite.
And I'm also doing 5 gallons of a truffled cauliflower leek soup, which is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got some white truffle in it. It's amazing.
And where will Kitty's soups be dispersed at?
Well, that's kind of a mystery.
That's the secret.
Is it?
That is a mystery.
That's the
yes,
best part.
Because what happens is that all the soup is collected on Wednesday night, and our friends at the Community Church of Vero Beach store all of our soups in their cooler. We have probably over about 90 gallons of soup
it's
that are
crazy
stored.
That must
crazy
be like the best looking cooler ever.
It's a lot of soup.
Oh my goodness, it's so hard to resist. And then the soup comes out on the sidewalk, and all of the places of worship and our nonprofits, they come and they get in line and they pick a number, and then they get to pick out their soups.
Oh, wow.
So we don't actually know where the soups go till that morning, but we do get phone calls at the Samaritan Center wanting to know, like, where's Kitty's soup going? Where's Ocean Grill soup going? So we don't really know that information to probably around 9 o'clock that morning.
And then you'll be posting those things on social media as a result, or people just have to go find them?
They can call us. They have to go on search for them. We want them to go to as many locations as they can, because we also have the fabulous pottery at all of our locations. So the artists, the ceramics start on those pottery bowls in the summer, and they're just unbelievable. Just works of art.
They really are. And every year, of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, which specializes in shipping fine pieces of art and pottery, is able to collaborate with the Samaritan Center to make sure that all of these bowls are properly collected and cared for in order to get to their different distribution sites where they are available for purchase. It's part of the fundraising aspect of the big day. Do certain locations sell the bowls?
Pretty much all the locations sell the bowls.
All of them can. Okay.
And most all of the locations also have where you can buy chances to win those tureens.
Oh my God. Super cool. Those are amazing.
They're amazing, and they have been on display at the Vero Beach Museum of Art since the 25th of October. So you can go over there and quickly see them maybe today, but they're going to be there through the Soup Bowl Day, and then we're going to have a drawing actually at Kitty's Place on Friday to find out who the winners are of the
trains. That's super exciting. I love it. So 44 locations. Real quick, how does it work?
Oh, my goodness. How does it work? It just comes
together. You come
together.
Hungry.
It starts with the whole community coming together to do their part in some shape, form, or fashion, from making the soup to creating the pottery bowls to all the volunteers at the locations. And then it's served on Thursday. You can have two different chances. Some of our locations are serving lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. And then we have five locations that are serving dinner from 4:30 to 7:00. So you have many opportunities to go and eat soup.
So when you go to a location and you want to get some soup, you walk in the door and you say, I want soup.
You said, I want soup. You say, bring it on, because soup's on.
Bring it on. And so each location has a couple of different soups.
That is correct.
Yes. And then you can do a couple of things. You can buy a soup bowl there that the artist made over the summer, and then they'll put your soup in your own bowl, which is cool.
Actually, they don't put the soup in those bowls. No.
Okay.
No, we have bowls there. In fact, we had bowls donated to us this year.
Sure.
From Perfect Sticks.
Yeah.
It was also the manufacturer of the year.
Yeah, through Indian River Chamber. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So they donated these eco-friendly. They're made out of sugar cane, biodegradable.
Yep.
They're recyclable. They're microwavable.
Compostable.
So, yes, mm-hmm. yes. So that's where the soup is actually served. But you can buy the bowls for $15 a piece.
You can walk in and pick which soup you want to try.
Yes.
And then how much is a ticket for a bowl of soup?
We just ask for a $5 minimum donation.
Okay, fair enough.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's easy.
Very easy.
And then what if you want to try like six soups?
You have to have $30.
Go for it, yes.
I'm good at basic math, folks. I will happily donate in exchange for bites of soup.
I know, because soup is your thing.
That is just like, it makes me so excited. So on the Pac-Mail Beachside website, we actually did in fact post all of the locations for the 27th annual Samaritan Soup Bowl. Again, you want to get there early, especially if you have some places in mind that you think are going to be really tasty and fun. I know I go visit As White Glove Moving and Storage. We love our realtors. Our realtors are our front line in referring us to their amazing customers. And so I have already planned out my route for tomorrow, where I visit all of my realtors and share the love at each of those locations. And so I strongly recommend that others do something similar. You know, if you're passionate about something, look at that layout and strategize accordingly. And then, of course, if you're at all interested in donating additionally throughout the year or becoming active with the Soup Bowl for next year, how do they get in touch with you?
You can call us at the Samaritan Center, and our number is 772-770-3039.
Well, I know that kids love soup too, so of course that could be family friendly, yet we're taking up the family-friendly concept to the next level with our next guest. Executive Director of the Buggy Bunch, Ms. Tara Wright, is present in the studio, and they are unveiling a new event that is transpiring on Saturday that is going to be one for the record books. Please divulge some details.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. This is fun.
Right?
This is great, yeah. So we are hosting the Buggy Bunch Family Fun Fest this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Indian River County Fairgrounds.
Ooh.
And we are so excited about this community-wide event, fun for all ages. There are more than 10 food trucks. The police department will be out there with a canine unit demonstration. We have, I think, 15 different face painters. And
oh, right, petting that's a hot zoo. Commodity.
That's exactly. Going to be amazing.
75-foot bounce houses.
Oh, yeah.
Some pretty amazing events going on out there.
That's really exciting. And let's just quickly, if we can, for our listenership, provide a brief overview of what the Buggy Bunch does for the community and why an event like this ties in so perfectly with your mission.
Absolutely. So the Buggy Bunch is a mom-focused, mom-centered organization that seeks to build relationships with mothers in our county that give us an opportunity to get to know them and help to meet their individual and changing needs.
Yes.
We exist to share the good news of Jesus Christ through our words and our actions, and really just want to love on moms and build up our community, strengthen our families, and moms and families come in all different shapes and sizes.
Indeed.
And that's what we're about. We host play groups and cooking classes and Bible studies and all kinds of events throughout the week, every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
And it requires a lot of volunteers as well in order to make this happen and have it be a success for that mentorship and the like. So if folks are interested in saying, I want to look at what that calendar is, mm-hmm. I might have somebody in my life that would benefit greatly, or I have time where I would like to contribute and donate and be a part of these active Bible studies and the like, what's a good way for them to reach out and dig a little deeper?
Perfect. Yes, that would be on our brand new website,
thebuggybunch.com. So original.
I know.
I'm glad I don't have to think too hard on that
one. That's right. We try to make it easy. But yes, thebuggybunch.com. You can go on, and if you are a mom looking to find out what's going on within our organization and around the community, you can register. And you'll get a password, and that will give you access to all of our calendar, every event that's going on, and not just the things that the Buggy Bunch is doing, but any family-friendly event all over the county.
Oh, good. So you are sharing other people's information.
Yes, absolutely.
In addition to creating a very active calendar on your own.
That's right.
as an organization. So this Saturday, you said it again, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Come on out. Get ready to have some fun. Is there any ticket costs or anything associated with the event?
There are. So you can skip the lines and go on to thebuggybunch.com and purchase your tickets in advance. They are $5 a person. Immediate families can purchase their family pack for $20.
Oh, good.
So, yes. And that will give you access to every activity and everything that's being offered inside the gates.
And are you going to be utilizing that... the building itself?
Yes,
in
so
addition?
We have the indoor expo center, and that will be fully packed, as well as the outdoor pavilion. And I think there's like 30 acres in the field that are also included.
Let those children run free. They're going to sleep so good at that night.
Exactly.
You are welcome. That's compliments of the Vero Insider right there. That is just generous on my part.
And the Buggy Bunch events are always really fun. You guys have done like food truck roundups at Riverside
yes.
Park.
Yes.
I've been to a couple of your events, and I don't have kids or a family, but they're always really, really, really fun. I've gone with other friends of mine, and they're always just, it's just a nice time, and everybody's having a good time, and the kids are having a great time, and it's really put together really well.
I mean, I think that there's something to be said for having a lot of ladies behind the scenes
making it happen.
We are sticklers for details,
yes,
folks, and
yes.
we have a way of seeing and envisioning things, so it certainly makes sense that it goes so smoothly each time. So again, that is in fact this Saturday, 10 a.m. You can, if you're at all interested in participating in the Walk to Remember, where I'm going to be that first part of the morning. I know my plan is just to come visit the food trucks and everything immediately following the walk.
Wonderful.
And that wraps up around 11 a.m. So I'm not missing too much.
Perfect.
Just mosey right on over. So you can support both things on that day that I'm certain is going to be full of sunshine and cool breezes. Nothing like
Absolutely.
A perfect fall day in Florida, you know? Speaking of fall in Florida, Miss Kitty, are you going to be making any additional of that soup to be on the menu this weekend?
Well, we changed. Who's hungry for dinner? No, we do change the menu. We change the soups, you know, almost daily. So, being that we are in squash season, I do have a lot of squashy thingies on the menu, which is really awesome because we've got a squash salad. We've been running squash soups. I love fall.
Me too.
Because all the food products that are available are just, it's just incredible, the bounty of fall. You know, the apples, the ciders, just everything is phenomenal in fall. And thankfully, we're getting some really nice cooler weather, which is just miraculous.
Yeah, it was slow to come, but
yes.
Here it is.
Yes.
And we'll take the 5-degree difference and happily.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'll pull out a sweater and pretend it's fine. So this delicious Pinot Noir you brought for us, Block 9, what would you say this would pair well with on your upcoming menu for the week?
It would definitely go with the aforementioned squash salad that we have that has roasted beets and goat cheese and a lemon pecan dressing with some arugula. Ooh. It would go fantastic with that. It would go really great with our rosemary and garlic roasted rack of lamb that we're running right now.
Uh-huh.
It also would go beautifully with the Chinese 5-spice duck breast. It's got a sweet corn pudding and some Brussels sprouts, roasted Brussels sprouts, and it's just a great dish.
Oh, my goodness. Now, remember, we are ramping up into season, so reservations
yes.
are recommended these days. We get so spoiled over
Absolutely.
The summer months, and then we forget that we have to transition and play by the proper etiquette dining rules as we come into this holiday
it's
time.
It's not a hard thing.
It's
I mean,
not
even
a hard
if it's
thing.
Just a couple days or even the day before, get a reservation because the
You'll
day...
You'll be so happy you did.
Yeah, the day of, I hate saying, well...
That'll be an hour long wait.
I know. We never have a wait. What I do is I just say, well, I don't have 7:00 available, but I could absolutely get you in at 7:45.
There you go.
Which is no problem because then, you know, if you're going to have a cocktail anyway, at least you're not, you know, waiting.
Exactly.
You have the freedom to go somewhere else and then come on in at your reservation time and have a great evening.
That's so true. I love it. So I'm surrounded by amazing ladies. We're going to recap these events that are coming up that's going to keep us all very, very busy with our friends and family. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage. Storage, storage. We keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, folks! Happy November. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. A shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. As we get ready to wrap up the year, think about this. Is it time for you to get out of the rent rat race? Rent just goes higher and higher and higher. You can own a home for much less. Consult with the team at Caliber one-on-one. They'll get you into the home of your dreams that you can afford. You're going to love it. Queen Bee's Produce. It's that cool circular building, 16th Street and the intersection of 14th Avenue.
Across from the high school.
Right across from the high school.
Oh, yeah. That place is awesome.
It's super awesome. Yeah. If you're looking for something fabulous when it comes to exotic cheeses, exotic meats, exotic veggies, infused oils, gorgeous selection of teas, and so much more. She's open till 6 throughout the week. So say you're headed home, you stop, you pick up your fresh veggies, your garlic-infused olive oil. Clearly, I'm just rattling off my list of the things I have to pick up after today's
recording. Local honey.
You know, it's all right there. So visit them. Prices are right. You'll be super excited about that visit, to say the least. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Happy to help with all of the heavy lifting. In fact, we have a close relationship with everyone in the studio here today. With the Buggy Bunch, we help to store all of their items throughout the year. We have some random stuff, giant carriages, floats, large constructed deer. Other things are all in our storage and safe and sound, and they know that with peace of mind, everything is protected and inventoried. If you know of anybody that needs help with the heavy lifting, local or long distance, we'd be honored and happy to assist, especially as we get down to holiday crunch time and you need some things rearranged in your space. It doesn't have to be a full move. Sometimes you just need handsome men with muscle at your disposal. And I happen to have that available, folks, at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Yes. So one of the things we talked about quickly at commercial break was Pies for a Purpose, which is, in fact, a Buggy Bunch amazing fundraising initiative with a brand new price this year.
Yes, $20.
$20.
$20.
You can get a delicious, freshly baked pie. It's going to come out the 25th and 26th, the week of Thanksgiving. So
yes,
you can bring it to your Thanksgiving meal. You can gift it to someone as a Thanksgiving token of appreciation. They can be delivered on your behalf.
They can, yes, for an additional fee. So yeah, so $20 purchases a pie, a gourmet pie from some of the best restaurants and clubs around town for your Thanksgiving table. But that $20 also puts pies into the hands of 8 of our charitable partners around the community that we are privileged to partner with that help serve a Thanksgiving meal to those in need in our community.
And one of those just happens to be our Super host.
Yes.
That's right. So the Samaritans, I just love when charities and organizations can collaborate. And that's just a really beautiful and touching story. Is there different flavors of pie for folks to choose from? Or is it just one flavor dominates?
There are. No, it's pumpkin, apple, pecan, and key lime.
Ooh.
Yes.
Delicious.
Is the key lime new?
It
this
is.
Year?
I think the last 2 years that we have a limited quantity, and a little birdie also told me that we may have a limited quantity of peanut butter pie available as well.
Oh man. So.
Yeah. Sounds calorie free. Whenever I deliver fresh baked goods, I always say at my team, we're such good movers, we moved the calories right on out. So if folks want to order those pies, they just go to the Buggy Bunch website.
Yes, thebuggybunch.com. They can also find us on our Facebook page, The Buggy Bunch. And yeah.
You know what else makes a great gift from the Buggy Bunch is the Buggy Bunch discount card. I love a good deal. I love the discount card. I love when I'm planning birthday parties or recommending other services. I go to that website and use it as a resource. So just remember that, folks, that it's there. Tomorrow is the Samaritan Center Soup Bowl. Look for the banner.
Look for the banners around town.
Go on their Facebook page. Yes. Get the whole lineup. Some lunch, some dinner.
Absolutely.
$5 suggested donation.
$5.
Our chef Kitty Extraordinaire of the Blue Star is whipping up some fresh soups and will be open all this week for your dinner dining needs. RSVP, reservations
Absolutely.
Recommended.
Please.
Ladies, thank you for joining. Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.